This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Two members of the international humanitarian group Save the Children are missing after Myanmar government troops rounded up villagers, some believed to be women and children, fatally shot more than 30 and burned the bodies, according to a witness and other reports. Purported photos of the aftermath of the Christmas Eve massacre in eastern Mosul village, where refugees were sheltering from an army offensive, spread on social media in the country, fueling outrage against the military that took power in February. The accounts could not be independently verified. The photos showed the charred bodies of over 30 people in three burned-out vehicles. A villager told the AP the victims were killed after they were arrested while heading to refugee camps. Authorities say a suicide bomber killed six people in eastern Congo as diners gathered at a restaurant on Christmas Day. A spokesman for the governor of the North Kivu province said that the attacker had been blocked by security guards from entering the crowded bar and restaurant. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, though Islamic extremists claimed the suicide bombing back in June that caused no other casualties. The town has long been targeted by rebels from the Allied Democratic Forces, which traces its origins to neighboring Uganda. But an Islamic State group affiliate claimed responsibility for two explosions in June. Protesters opposed the military rule on Saturday reached the vicinity of the presidential palace in Sudan and the capital for the second time in a week, despite heavy tear gas and communications blackouts. A Reuters witness said Sudanese security forces fired tear gas to disperse the crowds on a 10th day of major demonstrations since an October 25th coup. Internet services were disrupted in the capital, and locals were unable to make or receive domestic calls. This is VOA News. At least 16 people have died and another 63 rescued when their boat overturned off the Greek island of Paros in the central sea on Friday, and the third maritime disaster involving migrants this week. Authorities scrambled a search and rescue operation overnight. Air and sea assets were deployed to the area, according to the Coast Guard. A video released by the Coast Guard on Saturday showed the migrants' boat sunken beneath the sea. The country's semi-official Athens news agency said the bodies of 12 men, 3 women, and an infant were recovered from the area. The 63 rescued were taken to a shelter, with some receiving first aid treatment. A worldwide surge in COVID-19 infections thanks to the Omicron variant tempered Christmas celebrations. Pope Francis used his Christmas address Saturday to pray for more vaccines to reach poor countries. Many U.S. churches canceled in-person services, while others reported small but significant attendance. Britain's Queen Elizabeth urged people everywhere to celebrate with friends and family. Some families saw empty chairs at dinner tables after airlines canceled flights because of low staffing. Some testing sites saw high demand even on the holiday. Dozens of cars were lined up hours before a testing site opened in Miami. The bodies of 16 Kurdish migrants were repatriated to Erbil on Sunday after they drowned as they attempted to cross the English Channel in November, according to local media. Mourners had waited at the semi-autonomous Kurdish region's international airport, where the bodies had arrived and were then transported by ambulance. Video broadcast showed the relatives of the victims grieving as the caskets were being moved from the airport. Ever-increasing numbers of people fleeing conflict or poverty are risking perilous journeys in small, unseaworthy craft from France, hoping to win asylum or find better opportunities in Britain. The crossings have tripled this year compared to 2020. Airlines canceled hundreds more flights Saturday because of staffing issues tied to COVID-19, disrupting holiday celebrations during one of the busiest travel times of the year. Flight tracking website FlightAware notes nearly 1,000 flights entering, leaving, or inside the U.S. were canceled Saturday, up from 690 scrapped flights Friday. Over 250 flights were already canceled for Sunday. FlightAware does not say why flights were canceled. Delta, United, and JetBlue on Friday had all said the Omicron variant were causing staffing problems leading to the flight cancellations. Flight delays and cancellations tied to staffing shortages have been a regular problem for the U.S. airline industry this year. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.